Blog Talk Radio.
now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's radio, bottom part of Saturday. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Bottom part of the Saturday. All right, remember, we already be on Pale Talk, Blog Talk, Pale Talk at 12 o'clock. So we just going to get right off into the broadcast because I've already been going since 12 o'clock. And Yahweh be with you all. And we're just bypassed looking on the international side because we know one thing is all, but the lesson is going too good. So let me hold my voice up and get you to the broadcast. So Yahweh be with you all.
Psalms 83, chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
They have taken crafty counsel against thy people.
Mm-hmm.
and consulted against our hidden ones. Verse 4, they have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Verse 5,
yes, ma'am.
For they have consulted together with one consent.
So they are on the run when it comes down to Israel, right? Who is in the mix?
They are confederate against us. 6, the tabernacles of Edom.
First man on the list is the bloodline of Esau and his five sons, right? He got a perpetual hatred, ain't that right? Go ahead.
And the Ishmaelites.
Now, who is that? Who is the Ishmaelite? Pardon me?
No, I said I got to have the scripture, so I'm not going to say
it. So the Ishmaelites is the offspring of Ishmael. And they say that they are the so-called Arabs today, right?
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to bring it out of Jeremiah.
Hallelujah. What?
Hallelujah. Go
ahead and bring it out, brother G.
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 2. Lift up your eyes into the high place and see what you have been lying with, and the ways you have set for death, as the Arabian in the wilderness. You have polluted the land with your horse and your wickedness.
Hallelujah. Well, that's what the word Arab means. It means the dwellers in the wilderness. That's what it means. Dwellers in the desert. That's what it means. So we got Esau and his five sons, right? Now we got Ishmael under the banner of the Arab nation, right? Go there, we are. Who else is in the mix? Verse 6.
Moab,
who is that? Chinese, right?
The Chinaman,
you mean, he got a perpetual hatred. That is true. That wasn't calling them out by name, right?
Yeah.
So we got three of the major players on the planet today, right? Esau, Ishmael, and the Chinaman, right? What is this?
Right.
Who else in the mix?
In the haggling.
Who was that?
German.
Hagar came out of what name?
Ishmael.
Hagar, what name should she come out of?
Hagar.
Right.
So now Abraham is the father. Abraham is the father who?
Genesis chapter 10.
Well, he is great. Genesis 10. Let's see that verse number. Let's just get to it a minute. 13 and 14. Genesis 10, 13 and 14. Well, he is right. Genesis 10, verse 13 and 14.
You do right.
Well, he.
Genesis chapter 10.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
right.
And Ms. Ram got new dog. Drop down to 14. We're talking Ms. Ram offspring, right? Who did he produce? 14. After a scene.
After a scene.
After who came to Philistine? Philistine, whichever way you want to pronounce it, right? So the Philistines came out of Mizraim, right?
Yeah,
right. Let's go back to that Psalm 83, verse 7, right quick. Psalm 83, verse 7. Let's get to the... We got the Philistines coming out of Mizraim, right? The inhabitants of... Put that last name on the table.
Oh, Tyree.
Tyree. So we got the enemy by name, right? And on that note, we're going to get them out from under the yoke here. Hey, brother, we got guys to drive it.
I have a question.
All right, brother T is on the
side. Well, and whoever going to answer it. I see some. Is the Amorite and Ammonite, are those two as one and the same, or the arose and laid with him, and he perceived not when she laid down, nor when she arose.
36.
Yes, ma'am.
Thus were both the daughters of Lot were child by their father.
Who did, yeah, who did Lot produce by his daughters? Verse 37.
The firstborn bare a son and called his name Moab.
Mm-hmm.
The same is the father of the Moabites unto this day.
Now what about the Ammonites? 38.
And the younger, she also bare a son and called his name Ben-Ami.
Mm-hmm.
The same is the father of the children of Ammon unto this day.
We find out that Amorites and the Ammonites come to two separate bloodlines. The Amorites come through Ham, right?
That's right.
The Ammonites come through Shem.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, they're new. We'll bring our brother in. Brother T. Israel, I'm saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
I say that. Thank you so much for that. Praise Yahuwah. One plant, one water, and only Yahuwah gives the increase. Thank you, Yahuwah. Thank you for letting me see.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. In the same hour, that righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. Okay, Brother Z, same book, Luke 21. Luke 21. Luke 21, verse 15. I will give you a mouth of wisdom. All right, hold that for me for the precept what this wisdom is. What it means by wisdom. All right, let's go to Ecclesiastes. Among Israel. Give me Ecclesiastes. On Ecclesiastes, see what I want here. On Ecclesiastes. Give me Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12 reads, "For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them that have it."
The wisdom to give life to them that have it. Okay. What do you mean by give life? What do you mean by that? Give the life to them.
Yahuwah.
Give the life to them. Okay, what's this life point to? Give us life. All right. Give the life to them. Okay, let's go to John real quick. We're going to John. Come on. We're going to John.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Wow. John, chapter 14, verse 6. John, chapter 14, verse 6.
Hallelujah.
But it's Israel. See Roy.
Chapter 14, verse 6. Yahuwah said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me.
I mean, so it's lifestyle from Yahuwah the Son here.
Yeah.
All yes, ties sir. In. Yahweh. All right. All right. So he said, North and South. That John 1:14 speaks about that life. Always say, I got some. Always say that. I got some. I got some. Always say that. You got some. You got a verse.
Yahweh. I like what I'm in now. I like what I'm in.
25, I know. All right. Okay, give me John about this life. Give me John 12, verse 50. What it starts with, John.
12:36.
What's that, though? 35.
I got some. I
got some.
I said it.
Okay, what you got? You got the Prince of Israel.
John 12:35-36. Verse 35. When Yahweh the Son said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth.
Okay.
Verse 36.
Okay.
I think you think they said light.
John 12:25. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal.
Okay, life eternal. Okay. Well, we trying to point out this life. Give me John 12:50. We're gonna get to the matter. John 12:50.
All right.
What is the Israel? John 12:50. Let's see what this life points to real quick.
John 12:50. And
listen up. Go ahead.
Thank you, John. Chapter 12, verse 50. And I know that he
is.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. And I know that his commandment is life.
Okay. This commandment is what? Four instructions, right?
Right.
Four instructions. First five books. Go ahead.
Everlasting.
Like what?
Everlasting.
Everlasting. Go ahead.
Whatsoever I see, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I see.
I
got one. Proverbs 8:35.
Yep.
I got something. All right. Hallelujah. I got something.
Proverbs 8:35.
All right.
For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the
Yahweh.
I got some. John 11:25. Yahweh the Son said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Yahweh. All right. And one more on this life here.
We got one more to go.
Okay, going to Sirach. Let's see, Sirach 17:10. By the DF Israel. Sirach 17:10.
16, verse 10. And the elect shall praise his righteous name.
Okay, who's the elect here? Because a lot of people include it. Anybody can be his elect. Who's this elect here that we can read?
That's right.
Y'all should know this one. Who's this elect that we can read? The elect. Elect what?
Exodus
23:13. Is that what?
Isaiah
45:4. It got to be one or the other. Which one is it?
Both. Isaiah 45:4.
Isaiah 45, verse 4.
For Israel, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by my name, your name, and I have surnamed you, though you have not known me.
What?
I got one.
On the elect?
Yeah, on the elect. E-L-E-C-T. Luke 18:7.
Luke 18:7?
Yeah. And shall not the Yahuwah avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them?
What about Romans 9:11?
Right. What did you say? Who is the man?
Yeah, we see some who the elect is. He's coming from Sirach 17:10.
Right. I got some.
Isaiah 55:9.
Matthew 12.
It speaks about the elect, but we already speak about the elect here about, we answer that about the elect. He's together his elect from the four winds, one in the heavens and the other, which is us, Israel. Yeah, so we. Okay, we gotta keep moving. Okay, we all right, back to that Sirach. Coming back. Back to the Sirach 17, verse 10. Who's read that? Sirach 17, verse 10. I'm reading Sirach 17, verse 10. Okay, go ahead, Mother Gia, please, girl.
Sirach 17, verse 10. Sirach 17, 10. And the elect shall praise his righteous name.
Verse 11. Yeah, verse 11, that's the one. Go ahead.
Verse 11. Inside this, he gave them knowledge and the Torah instruction of life for
inheritance. That's right.
Inheritance. Obey my Torah. He's like,
well,
I didn't do it.
Say Luke. I'm trying to. Yeah, but I want to tie that in. Precept was real quick. Yeah, I know what this is.
What'd you say? Luke what?
Yeah, that's what I'm, he asked him something like, what I do to have eternal life? One of his followers was asking him a question.
What did we have a conversation with the boy?
What?
Well, he was saying, you're Moses. And the feet. So what I do to have eternal life, they keep the Torah instruction.
Mark chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if that's...
No, it's not.
Luke 10, 25, verse 1. Luke 10, 25, it gotta be that.
Yeah, that's it. That's one of them. You put that in there. There's another precept on that too. So I'm just trying to look for. Yeah, go ahead. Read Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Pick up at verse 25 and 26. Read Luke 24. Luke chapter 24, 31 and 32.
Luke chapter 24, verse 31 and 32. I'll read that, brother.
Yes, sir.
Luke 24, verse 31. The eye will open, and then you hear him, and he found him shadowed as light. Verse 32. They say one to another, did our man burn with dinner, while he talked with us by the way?
Why he opened it up. That's true. Yeah, boy. Boy. All right. Okay. I'm still on that good here.
Yeah.
What's good?
You're gonna break that down with
precepts. What is good?
Whatever.
And we can read.
I'm going to break that down with a precept.
Matthew 5:14-15.
Say Matthew 5? Yeah. It speaks about good there?
Yeah.
Turn good?
Matthew 5:14.
Mother D.S. Uh-huh. Matthew chapter 5.
Romans
Romans chapter 7, verse 12. Wherefore, the Torah instructions is righteous, and the Torah instructions is righteous and just and good. That's a good
one. Yahweh. All right, now one more on the good, or the Micah. Book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Mother E. Israel. Yeah, Micah. Chapter 6, verse
8.
Micah, chapter 6, verse 8.
He has shown thee, O man, what is good.
He's shown you what is good.
And what do Yahweh
required
of thee.
Yeah, what do Yahweh require of you?
But to do just and to love mercy and to walk humbly
with
Yahweh.
Humbly. Humbly.
Humbly.
Yes,
I Yahweh.
I got one.
Yahweh?
Yeah. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 24.
Deuteronomy 6:24.
And Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh, our Yahweh, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive. As it is at this day.
All right. We read that Micah 6:8, right? It says to love mercy. Love mercy. Okay. Love mercy. The key word love, to love. Love mercy. What is love again? I know y'all know this one. What is love? What is love?
Chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. Let's see
pious walk.
First Maccabees, chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. And I don't know that word. This then, Maccabees.
First Maccabees, chapter 2. Mathathias
answered and spake with a loud voice.
What kind of voice did he have?
A loud voice.
And what did he say with a loud voice?
To all the nations that are under the king's dominion.
So he said now, all the nations are under the king's dominion. What about it?
Obey him.
Mm-hmm.
And fall away everyone from the religion
of his religion. Go ahead.
They fall away. Yeah.
From the religion. Okay, go ahead.
Of their father.
So they fall away from the religion of their father.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And give consent. To his command.
Unto the king. Law commands.
Yes.
So we're doing what the king's saying.
Right.
And that's what we're doing today.
Right.
Huh?
That's right.
Is we doing today?
Right.
We're doing what the king tells us to do even then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We ain't doing what Yahweh said to do, right?
No. Nope.
Okay. Good. So that's still going on today. So right now we follow right. What the king got on the table as we speak right now. Is that right?
Right. Yeah.
So Yahweh said what? Sister John, what he says in the 24th chapter, verse 1 and 8. What did Yahweh say? Leviticus 24, 1 and 8. What did he say? Let's see if we're following the king's way today. What did Yahweh say? 24, verse 1 and 8.
Okay. Leviticus chapter
8. Back over A.B. of Phoebe in the book of Hebrews, through the title called Hebrews, chapter 10. Verse 22 down to verse 26. Back to back. Come on.
Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1 and 8. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
So who's doing the talking?
Yahweh talking.
Let's see who we obeying, the king today or the Yahweh. What do you say?
Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Yahweh continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
And what you do on that 7 and 23, verse 3? Back up, and what do you do every Sabbath on that day, according to Yahweh's book?
Hebrews chapter
10. Hold on.
Leviticus 23, verse 3.
Right.
6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a righteous convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings.
Oh, so it ain't of a fixed anointed count. Who this Sabbath day is belong to?
Yahweh.
Oh, this is Yahweh's day. So you're supposed to gather on Yahweh's day. We just made it convenient for all six locations to be open. So that's what you're supposed to do according to Yahweh. So as we speak, we follow the king's way.
Yeah.
Not Yahweh's way. Is that right?
That's right.
What's the reading, A.B. or Phoebe?
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22 through
26. You want to say?
Verse 22. Let us draw near with a true mind.
And when you draw near, what kind of mind you supposed to have?
True mind.
A true mind, go ahead.
In full assurance of the covenant.
And be full assurance of what?
The covenant.
Right, because you got a true mind, you will be full assurance of the covenant. Go ahead.
Having your mind sprinkled from the evil conscience.
That means you would not have a what kind of conscience?
Evil.
You are not on Sabbath day. You have a good rank, a good conscience on Sabbath day. Go ahead and read.
And our bodies washed with pure water.
And your body is washed with pure water.
Yes. Verse 23.
Uh-huh.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith covenant without wavering.
And don't waver about it. Don't wait. You know what Yahweh got written on the Bible? It's about what I should put this aside. This is something you don't waver about. Go ahead.
For he is faithful that promise.
So otherwise, he going to do his part of what he's saying.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Verse 24.
What?
and let us consider one another.
And then you supposed to do what with one another?
Consider one another.
Go ahead and read.
To provoke unto love.
And you supposed, and one another, you supposed to have on your mind what?
Love.
Go ahead.
And to good work.
And what kind of work?
Good work.
And that's the word y'all been using all afternoon. Good work. Good. You got to have good work.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Verse 25.
What?
Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together.
And you don't forsake the assembly, because although the internet got over 100,000 plus,
yes,
if you within 70 miles of a fixed location, then you just really wasting your time on the network. If you within 70 miles in a fixed location. Go ahead.
As the manner of some is.
As a matter of some is.
But exhorting one another.
And when you get to one of the six anointed camp, what are you supposed to do?
Exhort one another.
That's what I'm supposed to add on. I got something to add on to what you're saying. I ain't got nothing to take away from it. I'm here to add on what you got on the table. Let me add on. I got something. What you going to do? I'm going to add on what you're saying.
Yes.
Go ahead and read.
And so much the more as you see the day approaching.
It's getting close, y'all. That's why we got to be clear what it's saying, Mother of Israel, in 4:17 of Romans. So we clear what it's saying in Romans 4:17. What it's saying in Romans 4:17 there, Mother of Israel? What it's saying in 4:17? Romans chapter 4, verse 17. What is Paul telling the northern kingdom?
Romans chapter 4, verse 17.
What is he saying?
As it is written.
He's as it's written. What?
I have made you a father of many nations.
And you can read that he's the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Made you the father of all the nations of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Go ahead.
Before him whom he believed. Even Yahweh,
mm-hmm,
who quickens the dead,
yes,
and calling those things which be not as though they were.
So Yahweh called things, he let you know,
yes,
we got to walk out this step. So we called, like we called already the land, school, and the banquet hall.
That's right.
But the school got to have 12 rooms.
Yeah.
And then you got to have 12 teachers. You got to have somebody bagging up teachers. That's 24. And we can read that all day long, what he means by 24.
Mm.
24 L's. We can read all that.
Mm-hmm.
So we clear that, but we have to get in order. But to get in order, you got to first be what? Mother, eight. What you got to be first in 7 verse 3 of the book of Judges? What got to be happening first? Judges 7 verse 3. What got to be happening first?
Yeah.
What got to happen first in Judges 7 verse 3? Can you help me out? Because once the school is in place, that's why we have to be getting in order now. But before the school get in place, you got to be clear about something. And what is that? Judges 7, verse 3. What?
The book of Judges, chapter 7, verse
3. Mm-hmm.
Judges, chapter 7, verse 3.
Yeah, what is it saying, Judges 7, verse 3?
Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ear of the people.
So he wants Gilead to go to the people. Saying what?
Whosoever is faithful.
Now, if you're fearful now,
yes.
Wait, hold that part again. But if you're fearful,
yes.
If you're fearful now, because if you got fear in you, what spirit is you rocking with that we can read? So automatically, if you're fearful about this thing, I'm worried about what the king got to say. I'm worried about the pestilence, but I know it's called COVID. All that's on my mind.
That's right.
So I got a fearful spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So what spirit is I'm working with in your midst that we can read? What spirit is that we are working with? Brother T. Israel, what spirit are we working with that we can read? So that's why you got to be in these classes to monitor things, and that's what we try to do with all the camps. I try to hear their classes from a distance to see what they're working with and close the gap. Let's see what you're working with if you got a fearful spirit that we can read. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let's look what he says down in verse number 1, what we got to do Well, verse 7 is what I'm looking for. Go ahead. Verse 6. 1-6.
All right, 2 Timothy. You want the book of 2 Timothy?
This is what we got to do. Verse 6 first. Let's see what 6 says.
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 reads.
What reads?
Wherefore I put you in remembrance.
I'm going to put you in remembrance.
That you stir up the gift of Yahuwah.
So you know what we got to do? We got to stir up the gift of Yahuwah. Yahuwah don't give us a gift. We got to set his gift up. Go ahead.
Which is in you.
It's in you now.
By putting it on of my hand.
Now, by putting on some hand. But we take it another time. Verse 7. Let me say.
Yahuwah has not given us the spirit of fear.
So if you got a fearful type of spirit on you, you didn't get it from Yahuwah.
Right.
Yeah. Keep that in your mind. So whatever going on out in this world, if you got a fearful spirit about what they are dictating you, the king's law, it's not of Yahuwah. Mm-hmm. Yahuwah did not give you the spirit of what?
Fear.
He didn't give it to you. So then it gives you who left?
Satan.
Keep that in your mind. So when you somewhere peeping around the corner still trying to watch that one out there, understand what spirit you are under. Go ahead and read.
For the power.
Oh, Yahweh gave you what?
Power.
No, that was it. Power to do what? Now he gave me power, then what we're going to do with his power, we're going to preach up this way in the future, see what this power going to give you. And, Mother Z, what's this power going to give us? Where in the future if we just pay attention and Revelation 2, 26 and 27? If we get this power, what are we going to do with this power? He's giving you a shadow that you got power to come. But as long as you got a fearful spirit, you still trying to watch that one eye face. Huh? You still ain't getting in where you fit in at. Knowing it's going to be, because it's written, it will be 12 rooms. That means 12 teachers with backup. That's 24.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Right.
Now, you got a statement already written in 12 verse 3. You continue to be a 12 verse 3. This is John. Grab the book out of Ecclesiastes 12 verse 3. You can continue to be a 12 verse 3, and what he got written that we can read.
Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, regular book 12:3. Now you can continue to be a 12 verse 3.
Yeah.
What is a 12 verse 3?
In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble. And the strong men shall bow themselves.
And the strong man will do what?
Bow themselves.
Go ahead and read.
And the grinders cease because they are few.
Because the grinders going to cease because they are few. Go ahead.
And those that look out of the window.
What they doing on Saturday?
Look out the window.
They look out the window. Go ahead.
Be darkened.
It's going to be darkened on you. Continue looking out the window on the Saturday. Don't do what the man tell you. Continue. Keep looking out the window on the Saturday. Well, I'm going to turn my internet on. I'm going to hear it from the internet. Keep on looking out the window. You say you're going to be up on the what? What you going to be up on? Darkness. And that is, again, saving the devil. Darkness again is Satan the devil.
Yes, it is.
You're not keeping the Sabbath day yet. You're within 70 miles of all six locations. You're not keeping the Sabbath day. Not Yahweh. Because he came 70 miles. And what he says in 1 Peter 2, 20 and 21, Sister John, what did he say? What did Yahweh say?
1 Peter chapter 2.
20 and 21.
Verse 20 and 21 read.
Well, make it 21 and 22. Make it sound good.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse
21 and 22. What did he say?
For here even unto were you called.
Yeah.
Because Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father, also suffered for us.
He done what for us?
Suffered for us.
Go ahead.
Leaving us an example.
Oh, he left us off an example? Really?
That we should follow his steps.
Yes.
We should follow his steps.
Hallelujah.
How are we going to do that? How are we going to do that? We can read, Brother T. Israel.
Yes,
119, 133, 130, all down to 136. How are we going to follow Yahuwah's steps?
Yes.
How are we going to follow? He left us an example.
Yes.
How to follow his steps.
Yes.
How do we do it? That's what we can read. 119, 133 down to 136. Break.
Okay, we're going to Psalms. Psalms 119. 133 to 36.
Psalms
119.
133 to 36. What?
And read.
What to read?
Order my steps in your word.
Order the steps in the word. So you gotta walk in what?
In his word.
You gotta walk in his word. That's how you walk into Yahweh. You gotta walk in his word. But
let not any sin have dominion over you.
And don't let what have dominion over you?
Sin.
Any sin.
Wait a minute, we gotta precept that then. How can sin have dominion over you? But what the price you're gonna pay? Hold you got, Mother Z. Bag them, see the price you're gonna pay in 23 of Rome. What the price you're gonna pay when it's all said and done? Let this sin continue to work with you. What is your ultimate price that you're gonna pay? Back up, Mother Z. Romans chapter 6, 23. What is the ultimate price you're going to pay?
Romans chapter 6.
Back up with Mother Eve in the 8th chapter 36. Back to back. Hardcore. Hardcore.
It's just a Romans.
Read it like it's your last time you're going to read. Write it.
It's just a Romans.
Yeah, 36. After Moses get all stretched out.
Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
Yeah, what it say?
Verse 23.
What it say?
For the wages of sin is death.
The price you're going to pay if you keep sinning against this man is what?
Death. But the gift of Yahweh is eternal life.
But the gift of your mighty one you got coming what?
Eternal life.
It's up to you. Keep on rolling, and like you call, procrastinating.
Yes.
And you never know when Yahweh said in 7:6, we not reading St. John. I know my time, but your time is, I can drop a tree on you in a given time.
That's right.
I can make a snowball come from a ladder and hit you right in your back and push you in the middle of the street.
Right.
I got all this power to do.
Mm.
Keep on rolling back to me.
Uh-huh.
Keep on putting me cracking in your mind.
With
all this power I got.
Huh?
Keep on putting me slacking in your mind. Procrastinate. I'm still waiting on see what the world going to do. You better see what this man in the Bible is going to do. If he take you out by doing his will, he's going to wake you up by doing his will. What we read?
Romans chapter 8, verse 36.
What it say?
It is written.
But women, not no Romans. You want to give me a proverb. Give me a proverb. So you want to back up all Mother Z. Now you got something to back up with Mother Z. How about 8:36 in Proverbs? Back up. And you want to back up what she said. The price you're gonna pay is death, right?
Yeah.
You keep sinning against me. The price you're gonna pay is what?
Death.
Now look what he's saying. He told Solomon. He said, hey, Solomon, ain't you the wisest man that ever lived yet? Well, then you put down what I tell you to put down. And what he got written in 8:36? Proverbs 8:36.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36.
Huh?
But he that sinneth against me.
So when you're sinning, you ain't not sinning against the sixth anointed camp. Who you sinning against?
Yahweh.
There's something we say behind that.
But he that sinneth against me wrongs you. Wrong
with
his own soul.
What he say you're doing?
Wrong your own soul.
He said you're wrong your own soul.
Yeah.
And all they that hate me. Is all that do what?
Hate him.
What?
Love
them. What do you love?
Death.
You love them. I mean, you're just a walking time bomb. When you sin against this man, now I got to pull a rabbit out of that A, B, or P. Pull what you got and give me what, I want to just walk it down by going to 1 John chapter 3, hit 10, then 8, yeah. It was 10 and 8, then give me 3, all the way down to verse 10 again. Hardcore. I mean, how long I got to wait for I throw you in, sir?
1 John
chapter 3, give me 10, then give me 8, then come back and give me 3 down to verse 10. Hardcore.
1 John.
Hardcore.
3, verse 10.
Yeah, bring it.
And then 3.
Yeah, give me, I forgot what I said. I've been saying it already. I'm ready to hear something. Give me 10 first. Then give me 8.
Okay.
Then come back and give me 3 and take it straight on down to verse 10. Hardcore. You're on your own with it. Come on, bring it.
1 John chapter 3, verse 10.
Let's go to verse 10 now.
Verse 10, verse 8, verse 33, and then back to 10. Okay.
3. Down to verse 10.
Yeah. Verse 10. Okay. Verse 10. And this is the children of Yahweh are manifest.
Now he did tell you now. This is the children of Yahweh that's manifest. Here go the children of Yahweh. Let me tell you plain.
And the children of the devil.
And I'm gonna show you the children of the devil too. I'm gonna show you the children of Yahweh, and I'm gonna show you the children of the devil. I want you to be plain, but you can look in your Bible and see the children of Yahweh and the children of the devil. Is that what we're reading?
Yes, sir.
Is that what we're reading?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how we identify the children of Yahweh and the children of the devil?
Mm-hmm. Read!
Really?
Oh, okay. Whosoever doeth not righteousness...
Wait a minute. Whosoever do what?
Whosoever doeth not righteousness...
Oh, so whosoever do not what?
Righteousness.
Uh-huh.
Is not of Yahweh.
You not of Yahweh?
Neither he that loveth not his brother.
So, how will I know who I'm talking with? Children of Yahweh or children of devil? According to verse 10. How will I know, Abel? According to verse 10.
The children of Yahweh.
According to verse 10. How will I know? I might not want to talk. I just want to look at the book. So how will I know who I'm talking with according to verse 10?
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of Yahweh.
Oh, so the one that's not doing righteousness is what?
Is not of Yahweh.
Is that what the book saying?
Yes.
And what is righteousness that we can read of, Mother dear Israel? What can I read in 625 righteousness? What can I read? So now he's laying it right out for us now. He's saying now if you unrighteousness, he's laying it out for us. But be clear, we ain't got to do no talking. All we got to do is look at the Bible.
That's right.
Now he's going to lay it out. In 625, what do we do?
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
What did it say?
And it shall be our righteousness.
Now, here's our righteousness.
If we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
Hello. So that's when you're being right. When you're doing all the Torah instructions. That means that you're going to do what? Sister John, what are we going to do in 5:13 through 16? What are we going to be doing? Matthew 5. What are we going to be doing so we can be clear? What are we going to be doing?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16.
Right.
Read. You are the salt of the earth.
You are the salt of the earth.
But if the salt have lost its savior.
If you don't lost your savior.
Wherewith shall it be salted?
Okay.
It is this for good for nothing.
He said, otherwise, you ain't got no salt in you. You good for what?
Nothing.
You ain't good for nothing.
But to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men.
You see, you're like a little young strong chicken, a tin can to school. You see, that's how you're going to be looking in his eyes. Go ahead.
14. You are the light of the world.
He said, but wait a minute. You are the light of the world, right?
Yeah.
Hold that point about being the light of the world. Mother East, 28 verse 1 through the rubber. What is he talking about? You are the light of the world. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. What do you mean by you the light of the world? He letting you know your position. You are the light of the world.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. What did he say?
Deuteronomy 28
verse 1. Right.
Right.
Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Uh-huh. He'll call you something.
Chapter 28,
hey, light, let me call you something.
Chapter 28, verse 1.
What?
And he shall come to
say, what?
As I shall hearken,
give it. If you listen to me, what kind of way?
Yeah.
Okay, what will happen?
Unto the voice of the Yahweh.
Yes.
Your Yahweh.
Yes.
To observe and to do all his Torah instructions.
Oh. Diligently do Torah instructions.
Yeah. Which I command.
What is the Torah instruction here again?
The command.
Go ahead.
This day.
What day?
This day.
Uh-huh.
That the Yahweh, your Yahweh, will set me on high.
He'll set you where?
On high.
You'll be on high.
It will all nations.
You mean Yahweh is kind of president? He said, if you do what I tell you to do, where are you going to put you at?
All nations.
So when you read that John 3:16, you don't add up. He's telling you who he's going to put above how many nations?
All nations.
So somebody ain't reading that verse right. The Christian ain't reading that verse right. That's why we got to read that verse right. But we need our school to let you know, wait a minute. That John 3:16 is talking about putting a people above all these. Huh? And when you above all people, what did he say, Nate? Is there more to that? Is there any more to that, Mother? Did we get it all?
Deuteronomy 2:8-1.
Yeah, we got all of it out of there?
Yeah.
I read the whole.
All right, good. Come on back. Sister Jones, back into, we was reading about your life.
And that Matthew 5,
so we know that life is talking about a people. He said, oh, why, this people you're talking about, let your life shine. This people, we didn't put a name on it yet, but we gonna, but we will. So now, come on back to where you said over in Matthew
14. Now.
14.
You are the light of the world.
So you are the light of the world.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
And he'll call you a city. He said, he'll call you a city. Huh? So you call a city. And you sit on a hill. Go ahead.
Verse 15.
What did it say?
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bush.
And he said, if you're a man or a woman of Yahweh, the last thing you do is light a candle and put it up on the bush. That's the last thing you do about being a city that everybody looking at. Go ahead.
But on a candlestick.
But otherwise, you put it on a candlestick.
Yeah.
Huh?
And it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
And it give light to all that's in your presence. So what did Yahweh give you for your life to be in all of the presence? What did he give you, what did he give you that we can read? In all your presence, so if you want your life to shine, what did he give you that we can read? Let's go to the 15th chapter, verse 37 through 40. And he's going to tell you why he did this. Numbers, chapter 15, 37 through 40. He gave you a light that you ain't got to do no talking. All you got to have this light with you. He got a light for you that you ain't got to do no talking. You can be in the laundromat at anywhere you at. You got to open your mouth.
Right.
Let's see what he gave you for your life to shine wherever you at without doing any talking. You can be reading that one-hour newspaper or something. You can be reading that thing.
Yeah.
But he gave you a light that you ain't got to say one word, and we can read it right now. 15:37.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 to 40.
Yes.
Verse 37.
What did it say?
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
Speak unto the children of Israel.
Oh, we got a name. Speak unto the children of Israel.
And bid them.
And order them. This is an order from Yahweh. I got an order for you.
Right.
Tell the children of Israel, I got an order for you. You want your light to shine. You want to always be in somebody. When they say, what came in the store that's different from everybody else? You ain't got to say one word. All you got to do is follow Yahweh's light at his side.
Yeah. And order them.
And
that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments.
And order them to do what?
To make fringes in the border of their garments.
Order them to make what?
Fringes.
Yeah.
In the border of their garments.
Go ahead.
Throughout their generation.
I mean, if we in a generation now, ain't we?
Yeah.
Okay, we're in a generation right now. Go ahead.
And that they put upon the fringes of the borders a ribbon of blue.
And put a ribbon of blue on it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
39.
What?
And it shall be unto you a fringe.
And it shall be unto you a fringe.
That you may look upon it.
And is a reminder of you. Is a reminder of you. Go ahead.
And remember all the Torah instructions.
And them fringes will remind you of what?
The Torah instructions.
That's what the fringes will remind you of. So you got to let your light shine. You ain't got to do nothing. Just step on the bus with your fringes on, and everybody in there be looking at them fringes. Everybody look at your life. Everybody watching your life. And they'll come to you asking, what is that? What the thing dingle around there? Now you got chances. You like to talk. Now you can talk. This is an order from our mighty ones to tell you about the blessing is in these fringes. Huh? Now you got a conversation going. The bus driver sees. The storekeeper sees. The neighbor sees. You got your fringes, you letting your light shine. Wherever you go. If you want attention, you can get all you want when you got your fringes on. Is that right, Mother Z?
Right.
All the attention you want. Sometimes you mess around thinking, is I'm 20 years old again? That's how you be thinking with them fringes on. This is what they'll do for you, and Yahweh will set it up for the children of Israel. Because every nation until Esau, they was of one color.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell them the difference from nobody.
Hallelujah.
When you came out of Egypt, you was wearing miniskirts.
Yeah.
In Egypt, you was wearing miniskirts. You was just like them.
Mm-hmm.
So he put a dress on you to distinguish you from everybody else.
That's right.
And that is the fringes. So let your light shine for the blessing of Yahweh to be on you. And everywhere you go in contact with, they will remember you through your fringes. They'll remember your life. Come on, continue reading.
And do them.
And do what?
And do them.
Go ahead.
And that you seek not after your own mind.
And he said, don't do your own mind. Put your own mind to side. Do what Yahweh got written for you, because he got a big plan for you, but he got to recognize you. And what he recognized you is through the light of them fringes. Go ahead.
And your own eyes.
Your own eyes.
After which you used to go a horn.
See, you used to go a horn.
Mm-hmm. For the 40.
What?
That you may remember.
So it is a remember. See, when you wind your fringes, then all of a sudden, Yahweh will help with your third leg to you to make you remember. Go ahead.
And do all the Torah instructions.
And make you do how much of the Torah instructions? You'll do the feast day. You'll do the Sabbath day. You'll get in where you fit in at. And you'll add on to whatever going on. You're doing everything Yahweh have told you to do. So now you've lined up with your Yahweh.
And be righteous.
And be what?
Be righteous.
Again, he's telling you be righteous.
Until your Yahweh.
Now, what is the biblical definition again for righteousness? Of Brother T. Israel, 119, 142, 144. Let's find out what the biblical definition of being righteous. Remember, David speaking from 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3. That's what he's speaking from. Well, the middle spirit is the one telling him how to be righteous. So all he's doing is taking notes. First Samuel, or whatever it is, 23, 1, 2, and 3. But we're not going there. But what are we reading that, Brother T?
Psalms 119, verse 142 and 144 read.
Brother, read.
Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And your Torah instructions, the first five books, is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So then what do we have on Brother T, Israel, and Isaiah? What is Yahweh telling us in Isaiah 8, verse 16? What are you telling us to do?
What Isaiah the seer, chapter 8, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16.
What is it?
Bind up the covenant.
Bind up the covenant.
Deal the Torah instruction, the first five books, among my followers.
So he wants the disciples polluted for followers to bind this thing up, keep this information. Because as we get this school with the 12 seals, 12 teachers and one always bagging them up. We know it's going to happen because Yahweh has said it. Talk about it. It's going to happen. He's the first. Organize first. But how you be organized, you got to make sure when you start organizing, you got to make sure you're clear on how Yahweh wants you to organize. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, Mother Z, what it say? Mother Z of Israel, in Colossians 4, 6. Mother E, have me mark chapter 9, verse 50. 1, 2, 3, punch. How long I got to wait?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 37.
And Brother Yagda, look up and tell me when, who is the foundation? Because see, I'm telling you something. The Christians, they got some things going on now. Mm-hmm. And sooner or later, we're going to have to come face to face with it, but we got to be prepared for them to meet them where they're at. Look up and tell me, when was the year that the Pentecostal church, and who is the one that brought it? Who is the author and the founder of the Pentecostal church? I want to take a look at something real quick. Who is the author of the Pentecostal church? And I want to take a look at something.
Matthew 7. But let your
communication
be yea, nay, whosoever is more than that,
than these coming
of evil.
He said, let the conversation be yea, I understand what you just got through reading. Or nay, I don't understand what you just got through reading. So then the teacher got to go back over it and show you another way. But if you go past the yay or nay, what you going to run into according to that verse? If your conversation is not yay or nay, yes, I understand or I don't understand. If anything past that is what, according to what y'all want to say?
Evil.
Because one thing about it, you're going to have these Christians. They're going to be coming at you now.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to be prepared to catch them and keep them within, I understand what you're saying, or I don't understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But we're not getting off in no conversations, because if I get off into anything outside of this, I got these young minds looking at us and trying to bring them up, we're going to run into what? According to that verse. Keep that in your mind now. I ain't through with that 3, that 7 verse 3 yet. Come back there in a minute. Mother Eve will get that before I back away and get back to Bob T. I want to get this out the way. Now, what we read? What are the mother verses at?
Colossians.
Okay, how long I wait for that?
Colossians chapter 4, verse 6.
What it say?
Colossians chapter 4, verse 6.
What it say?
Let your speech be always with mercy,
okay,
seasoned with salt.
Okay, right.
That you may know how you ought to answer every man or woman.
So you got to have the right spirit. See, you got to know how to answer. But if you keep your conversation with yay or nay, then that makes the teacher have to go and dig at it another way. I dig at it another way then.
Hallelujah.
Now which one is going to click? I'm going to keep, because that makes him have to stay in them books to, okay, well, if they didn't understand that way, that means I have to come another way. See, y'all probably laying a blueprint exactly what to do. So when the teacher's in place, when the school is coming, once you're in place, you ain't able to do this thing. But Shirley Eddy and Ezra probably tomorrow night lesson on the radio broadcast, how he's letting Ezra know, it's already there, Ezra. Look at it. I'm going to get your eyes where you can see it. The bottom line is, you got to see things from past, you'll know. And Yahweh has shown you how to do it and how to show up the plan for it. But he said, first thing you got to do, you got to be in order. If you got a 12-seater, 12 rooms, what are 12 teachers and 12 to back them up at? And the other, that's 24 teachers. But they got to be on one accord. They got to be able to spell or help and see what he is, what he is. All he got, he always can come to bed. So we got to take you through some trials to see what you're made of and see if you were prepared for this big journey that's going to be. Now, what do we read in Mark, who got that 9 verse 50? Who would read that?
I have.
Okay, come on.
Mark chapter 9.
But see, I want to take a look at these Christians real quick, because these Christians now, best of the WCC, big Christian groups, they got more questions on the table, but I know they're going to be had if we show you what they're going, how they're going to come, mm-hmm. and then you prepare for them, but they're going to come. But you got to know how to meet them where they're at. We'll show a look. Give you a shadow of it in just a minute. After we get this verse out the way.
Book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 6. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its taste, saltiness, wherewith will he see it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace one with another.
Yeah. If you got salt in yourself, that means you got the patience to deal with the thing. You got peace with yourself, too. So it's all about one thing, not flying off at the handle. Understand where they're coming from, how they've been rooted in things. Like, for example, give me a definition of Brother Yahshua Israel of the Pentecost. How does this Pentecost, let's talk about this Pentecost. I need to know about this Pentecost.
At the online Britannica.
And I need y'all to write down that information exactly when it started and who started it.
Origins of Pentecostalism.
Yes.
Although Pentecostals trace their origin to the apostles, the modern-day Pentecostal movement has its roots in the late 19th century.
Late 19th century.
And amounted in difference to traditional religion. Denominations that were known for revivalistic fervor came subdued.
Who is the founder? Who started this by name? I need a name. Who is the name that started the Pentecostalist movement?
Reads. Origins of Pentecostalism are those. Let's see which one. Why did Pentecostalism begin on January the 1st, 1901? With Agnes Osman, a student of Charles F. Parkham, Bethel Bible School in Topeka, Kansas, spoke in tongues. Actually, the story that she spoke in Chinese.
Hmm. What you speaking in what?
Chinese.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Brother Yaka.
Yes,
you said this began January what?
January 1st.
And when she was speaking. And when she was speaking in what?
Chinese.
So she was speaking in her language, wasn't she?
What's her name again?
Agnes Osman.
Now, see, in the Pentecostal church, now if you ever know about the Pentecostal church, you have to be indoctrinated in Pentecostal church and in the Baptist church. They'll take you off into a little room, and they'll show you how to get the Holy Ghost. And they'll put their hand on your belly, and they'll tell you what to be saying and keep working you over. They'll keep working you over until you start speaking in tongues. And that's why when you go to these churches, a Baptist church, Pentecostal church, you'll catch them always They'll be speaking in tongues. You hear them all mumbling, right? They be doing a lot of mumbling, right?
They're chanting.
They're chanting, okay? So we hear that, right?
Yes.
Now, here's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to get you ready for what's going to come. Because they'll tell you, until you speak in tongues, you're not really a good Pentecostal or a Baptist until we show you how to speak in tongues. Is that right? But I'm telling you up front now that it's going to come. And they take you up to the upper room, in a room, and they will put their hand on your belly, and they'll show you how to do it, and get you to speaking with a tongue, right? But is it right now?
Yeah.
I mean,
you
know, is it right?
Now,
we want to go into a Bible, anybody's Bible. And I want to read something in anybody's Bible. Let's see. Where it talks about in the Bible? The Bible was, hey, Brother Yahweh, in your Bible, if I tell you, the Bible is translated, what such a thing. It's a word in our world, I want you to take a look at. In most Bibles, you go read in your Bible and read about Memo. Now, what was the name that started the Pentecostal church again?
Agnes.
Now, see, we're doing it for education. That's why I'm repeating it. See, a lot of times, you know, in the fourth chapter, you got it?
Yeah.
See, right. Translate. Y'all see what it says? King James Bible. And everybody's Bible got King James, right?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all keep it in your mind now. Keep this in your mind. You're going through with this. Now the reason I say the things I say, because it's written, Sister Jones, in the fourth chapter of the book of Exodus. The reason this is verse 1. The reason I said some things is the reason why I said some things in 4 verse 1 and 2 of Exodus. Let's see what it says.
Exodus chapter 4 verse 1 and 2.
Well, what did it say?
And Moses answered and said.
What did it say?
But behold, they will not believe me.
Right.
Nor hearken unto my voice.
Okay.
For they will say, the Yahweh have not appeared unto you.
Okay.
Verse 2. And the Yahweh said unto Moses.
What did he say to Moses?
What is that in thy hand?
What did Moses say?
And he said, a rod.
He said, I got a stick in my hand. Mm-hmm. See, Yahweh knew that. That means, now come on back, mother. See, the reason why, let me, see, we don't mean no harm, but we have to stay close to the Bible as possible. Let's go to 7 verse 3, Mother E. Now come on back to where we want 7 verse 3. Because understand one thing. Everything that's written is going to happen.
Yeah, it is.
But understand this got to happen too. Judges 7:3, bring it. Mother E, Judges 7:3, this got to happen too. Yes. What it say?
And therefore, go to proclaim in the ear of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful.
Whosoever is fearful. Now, we read about fearful in this is not of Yahweh, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, whosoever is not of Yahweh here, right? That will make you fearful.
Right.
Pray.
And afraid.
And you afraid. Because all fear will make you afraid. I don't know. I got to keep an eye on that one I say. What it tell me next? Yahweh tell you let your light shine, but you're not hearing what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's letting you know in 54:17 what he's going to do, Sister Jones. He's making it plain on what he got planned for you, Isaiah 54:17. But you got to pay attention to what he's saying.
Isaiah 54:17.
Let's say.
No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper.
Great.
And every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, Yahweh shall condemn.
Great.
This is a heritage of the servants of the Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, says
Yahweh. This is the what?
The heritage.
Of the who?
The servant.
Of the who?
Yahweh.
Of the who?
Who
got this? Who gets this benefit? You read the big word.
The servant of the Yahweh.
What kind of servant? They got a big statement in there. The servant of the who?
Yahweh.
No, what did it say? I need some more. I need another word.
The servants of the Yahweh in their righteousness.
Oh, you mean what?
Righteousness.
In their righteousness. That means, again, back to the Torah keeping. It go right back to his servant is the one that is a what? Torah keeper. You see, you got this. This is your right, but you got to be a what?
Torah keeper.
Not that you Israel.
Man.
You got to be a what?
Torah keeper.
That is the right. That means what I got written on the table, you going to look at what I got written on the table. And because you a Torah keeper, and I'm telling you exactly that you cannot be put in that position. Now, look what it says over here at and this one messes up so bad, Mother Z, this one messes up so bad in Sirach chapter 7, 6 verse 7 says what? See, this is what we mess up at. This is what we mess up at. And that's why, and until we get that order together, this is what we mess up at. And this is what Yahweh is telling, and he pulled that from what Mother Z get ready to read. What it says in 6 verse 7. Yeah, what did it say? Well, see, we got to get ready because the WCC says to me, how many of you think it's all boys ever to his life? I don't know. But I will know. I don't know. But it's something I do know.
I, 73.
So right. 6 verse 7. Somebody
give
Moses a hand.
If
you are getting, see, first of all, I'm going to go get me a friend. Mm-hmm.
Prove him or her first, and be not haste to credit him or her.
Right. Don't just prove them first.
Right.
Don't just pass all this credit until they what first?
Prove.
Now watch what Yahweh is going to tell you. See, Yahweh is telling you all these things, Brother T, in 7:21 of 2nd Ezra. You know why he's telling you all these things? Why so? 2nd Ezra 7:21. Why are you telling you all this?
All right, 2nd Ezra the kid, chapter 7, verse 21. Second Ezra the kid, chapter 7, verse 21.
Yeah, why are you telling you all these things?
Well, Yahweh has given straight for instruction.
Mm-hmm.
First five books.
Mm-hmm.
For such as came.
Yeah.
What they should do to live.
To what?
What they should do to live.
Go ahead and read.
Even as they came.
What?
And what they should observe to avoid punishment.
Do what?
And what they should observe to avoid punishment.
Right. He don't told you how to. You read it earlier over there at 6:18. I told you, old man, what's good. Yeah. And what good is Torah keeping. I told you. He said, why, that's why he said he made it plain in the book of Mother of Israel. He made it plain in the book of Judges. He made it plain. the book of Hosea, from the book of Joshua. He made a profound statement. See, he made a profound statement. In the seventh chapter, he was talking real good, and he said something. In the seventh chapter, he said something around about verse number 10. He said something. He made a plain statement. Because Yahweh's business is the children of Israel. Right?
All right, so he's talking to
leadership. He says I'm playing to what he says in 7 verse 10.
The book of Joshua, polluted for Hosea.
And what did he say?
Chapter 7, verse 10.
What did he say?
And Yahweh said unto Hosea,
what did he say?
Get you up. Wherefore lie thou thus upon your face?
He said, let you up off your face. Why are you down there on your face? Huh? He said, why are you down there on your face? Hosea, get up off your face. What's going on? They tell them that. Give me a three lines in verse 11. Give me three lines. Well, why is he saying it? They go, what's he gonna call a name out to?
Verse 11. Israel have sinned.
Well, what Israel did?
Sinned.
He said, why are you? You know, we get a phone call 3 o'clock a month. I'll pray for me. Oh, still pray for me. What's wrong, brother? What happened? I'm outside the window. Man coming in the front door. Hanging on the roof. Brother, what are you doing in the man's house, man? How are you going to pray for somebody that's breaking the Torah instruction?
Yeah.
Your prayer don't get past your ankle. Pray for me. Oh. Well, what you got into now, my son? Oh. I tell you, I told you, bruh. That when you get a mate, they have to be, according to what we can read. Let's go, A.B. or Peter. Let's go back to Luke chapter 1. See, I told you all this good stuff. See what he says to you in the book of Luke chapter 1 and people verse 5 and 6. What did he tell you?
Luke chapter 1, verse 5 and 6.
Back over with Sister Jones in 26, 19 to 21 in the book Sirach. Back to back. 7 verse 3 of Mother D of Israel of Deuteronomy, particularly verse 7, particularly verse 3, and we read with it to get our point. All I want to hear is page of turnings and read. What's taking how long I gotta wait?
Luke chapter 1, verse 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
There was in the day of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest called
Zechariah.
The court of
Abia,
and his wife was the daughter of Aaron. And her name was Elizabeth.
Yes.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
And they were both righteous.
Wait a minute. What happened?
And they were both righteous.
You see what we make out in this second? We always thought, remember, the sister in class said the same thing. Old brother came here on old big old camper, you know, called him out, and he had a washboard stomach on him. Everybody remember that there. And I'm gonna get him right. How you gonna get him right? Now, he lost, she lost, everybody lost. See? You see what happened?
Yeah.
Because it came for the wrong reason. See? Oh, I'm gonna get him right. But the Bible is telling you this is where you started. What did it say?
Luke chapter 1, verse 6. And they were both righteous.
They were now okay. How do you be righteous? That we can read. Keep reading.
Walking in all the Torah instructions.
You see that? You see where it starts at. You both got to be doing what?
And ordinance of Yahweh.
You see, you both got to have that. You got to make sure that's on the table first. Well, he on one side, he on one thing, I'm on something else. We can tell you now, you're going to be warring against each other. He going to pull you this way or she going to pull you that way. Mm-hmm. it's going to be a battle royal after you get to the 3 minutes between the seats. Huh? It ain't going to be nothing else in common after that. Because you both ain't what? You see that? And you look at the statistics. Look at the statistics on any of the one I've seen. They got you at the highest rate of breaking up and all in everything. That's why you got more baby mamas and everything and all over the place, right?
Yes.
Because that's the area there.
Yes, true.
Because what we do, we this is what we do. We do the 27 verse 5 of Jeremiah. What they say, brother T. And Yahweh tell you what not. See, tell you everything to do with your boy from you. That's why when we put the school together, you got to be prepared when they come in the door and see what's going on from the book. We got to have this understanding first. Baby mamas, baby daddies, and all this. And you know, we all made our mistakes, but let's help the others that's coming up.
Yeah.
We all make our mistakes have been made. Now what we going to do? Still in the fifth? No, we're going to learn the word of Yahweh to help those that's coming up. But we got to make sure we got the rules and regulations that we can read. There in 27 verse 5.
Jeremiah the seer, chapter 27 verse 5 read.
What did it read?
Have made the earth, the man, and the beast that are upon the ground. By my great power, and by my outstretched arm, and have given it to whom it seems meet.
I know that sounds good, but that ain't what I want. I know that sounds real good. I'm looking for a statement in Jeremiah. So close. Now, what do I need? I need a statement about don't make flesh your arm. How many verses was I'm shot on that? 17:5. Thank you, Elder. 17 verse 5. Let's look at it again in 17 verse 5. Thank you. See, that's what it's all about. You got to be able to pick your brother and your sister up. That's why when the class to be stuff, you got to have one doing teaching and one back there monitoring.
Yeah.
And when they're in a tight, you go step up with the scriptures and type and build them up. And so we got to build. This is what this class is doing. I'm building up to be prepared for what's to come. But everybody gonna get stuck.
Jeremiah the seer, chapter 17, verse 5, read.
Listen to what it say.
Thus saith Yahweh.
Oh, who talking?
Yahweh.
What it say?
Cursed be the man or woman that trusted in man.
Yeah.
And make flesh his arm. And whose mind departed from Yahweh.
You see that? Oh, I like to watch more something. Put the guy in the class and say, yeah, y'all mad at him because he got a watch boy or something. I said, keep living. Keep living, man. then he came back. He came to the class 3 weeks ago, about a month ago, and I said, where's that watch boy or something? He's been long gone now. I said, keep living. That ain't going to stand. What's going to stand is 40 verse 8, Brother T. Israel Isaiah. This was going to stand.
Right.
Well, y'all mad at him because he got a watch boy stomach. I said, yeah, well, keep living. What's going to stand is 40 verse 8 of Isaiah. What is that?
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8 read.
What it reads?
The grass withering.
Yeah.
Flower faded.
Uh-huh.
But the word of Yahweh should stand forever.
What's going to stand?
The word of Yahweh should stand forever.
I don't give a dog on keep. I bet you're going to die with that watch for something. You ain't going to hold that thing. And you ain't going to hold that Coca-Cola bottle with me. Huh? You ain't going to hold it. So if that's what you make your decision on, you ain't going to hold it. Huh? You're not going to hold it. Give a dog on how much you stay on the treadmill with aloe vera in your left hand. Y'all going to cut you off right there. Huh? Dude, tell you what time it is. Listen, what's going to stand is the word of Yahweh. And precept chapter 125, brought to you Israel, 1 Peter. Get a precept on that. See, what we got to do, we got to help others. If you don't get your master with 25, 21, you're about to be prepared to help others. But you can't help others if you sit around and let them go through the same old trauma they're going through now. Because we are people in trauma today.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yeah. That's right.
And only way you'll get them out is called 125. What does it say, Brother D?
He speaks of the nation of Israel. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25 reads.
What it reads?
But the word of Yahuwah endures forever.
The word of Yahuwah is what's going to endure forever. That's what's going to stand. The word of Yahuwah, that's what's going to stand. So you got to make sure you understand the word of Yahuwah. That's what's going to stand. Now what are we holding? Come on back off. You're holding something. What are we holding?
Deuteronomy.
Okay, come on.
Kevin.
Who got it? Who was reading before I broke in?
I had Sirach, but I never got
Okay, yeah, hold your Sirach.
Now,
Mother D of Israel got Deuteronomy 7.
7-3.
All right, to avoid punishment. But we was on something.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7 through.
The story reads 7-3. Now, y'all are going to tell you something. No, you know we got to be reading that you both got to be righteous, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, okay, remember that. Now, good.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 3.
What it say?
Neither shall you make marriage with them.
What?
Neither shall you make marriage with them. Your daughters you shall not give unto his son, nor his daughter shall you take unto your son. Verse 4. For they will turn away the son from following me, that they may serve others.
All right, just get a chance to point. I am calling brother. And then the brother in class has got to doing that. A brother in class done the same thing. He go get him somebody from another nation. Now he got hell down, rolling down a big hill. Because he done it on appearance. You see, you can't violate the scripture and think it's going to be eternal. It's going to be temporary. Because you're not going to have nothing in common but the quick appearance and 3 minutes in the seat. It ain't nothing else going to work. We're going to try to cook dinner. We don't know they're going to cook. They're going to cook. Not only that, going to cook everything that they're trying to cook. Or taught them to cook.
Right?
Huh? Everything contrary to Yahuwah, but you made plus your own. Is that what you did? Is that what they do? And that what we do today? Huh? But that's contrary to what we're trying to tell you. See, we got to be in a position to show this is not going to work. It'll work temporarily, but you're going to have nothing in common. Nothing in common. Then all of a sudden, the washboard stomach going to start leaving you. Coca-Cola bottle is going to start leaving you. Then what are we going to do? Y'all gonna be east and west. East and west now. You got nothing in common, right? Who got the what? Somebody got something? Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Brother Micaiah.
I didn't hear.
Two down and three more to come, and all next week gonna be all boys.
Text.
All right, hallelujah, Brother McCallie. Congratulations. On the second life that came into this world.
Hallelujah,
and hallelujah on that. We'll get back to that later. Now, the point we're making here is we got to get in position to help the others that come.
Yeah.
But you're not going to help because they come before you with appearance. Because I'm told you praying in 7:24, we're not going to read. That's the last day you judge on appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So the appearance got to be again righteous. Righteous means you both got to be on the same page. If he's not on the same page, you got to sit in where he can get the understanding of how to treat you. So 37 verse 12, Brother T. Israel, watch what it tell you in Sirach. It makes it plain. So if he's not that, or I kind of like this guy over here, then you got to get this guy to get up and get to one of the locations to be shown how to be of 37, verse 12 of Sirach.
Sirach the Seer, chapter 37, verse 12 reads,
you got to push him. Get him there. If he can't get there, go about your business.
But be continually with the Yahwani man.
Well,
and you know it. To keep the Torah instructions.
You got to do what?
Oh. Keep,
you got to know what he's doing. He can't talk a good day. You got to do what?
No. Yeah, keep the Torah instructions.
Okay, good. What else?
Whose mind is according to your mind.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And we'll sorrow with you if you should miscarry.
So if anything happened, he rest that with you because he what kind of man?
Yahwani man.
That's why you got these babies, these old miserable dads. You got him out there because, first of all, you got him more because of appearance.
Yeah.
He wasn't a Yahwali man.
Right.
Because the Yahwali man got, he understands what's written in 30 verse 1 and 2 of Numbers. He clear. If he opened his mouth, he clear. What is written in Numbers 30 verse 1 and 2? Brother T? See, a Yahwali man got to answer to Yahwah.
Right.
30 verse 1 and 2.
The book of Numbers. Of the heavenly tablet, chapter 30, verses 1 and verse 2 read.
What it read?
And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel.
Yeah.
Say, this is the thing which Yahweh had commanded.
Right.
Verse 2. If a man or woman vow a vow unto Yahweh or swear an oath to bind his life with a bond, he should not break his word. He should do according to all that proceeded out of his mouth.
Now, precept that to Ecclesiastes 5, verse 6. Now, suppose you break it. Oh, I got to break that, okay? You're going to break it, huh? What do you got written in Ecclesiastes 5, verse 6?
Go to Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 6, read.
What it read?
Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin.
Mm-hmm.
Neither stand you before the ministering spirit. That is an error.
Go ahead.
Wherefore Yahweh should be angry at your voice.
Who will be angry at you?
Yahweh.
Then what he going to do?
And destroy the work of your hands.
He'll create something right before you, only you going to fall in that ditch. He'll create something for you.
Yeah.
Once you understand the duty of a Yahweh, then man, you got to perform it.
Yeah.
Right. And that is in the marriage agreement at all the locations of the six anointed camps. They got that Bible with the agreement on it, with them 35 to 50 questions got to be answered before you anything happens.
Yeah.
You got to come up under the bar of the covenant. And all you got to do is point out there, hey, this part you ain't taking care of.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. Then you sign up. Then you sign for that.
Right.
Why you ain't doing that?
That's
see?
Right.
And that book be sitting right on the table. Mm-hmm. And tell you to look in that book and see where you stand there.
Mm-hmm.
And look in that book and see where you stand there.
Mm-hmm.
And you got two witnesses saying, yep, we signed up on it. See what you want? You in trouble. You in trouble. Yeah? So all has got to be understood before you come together in the bed. You got to come together in the head. Huh?
In the head.
You got to be together in the head.
New model.
You got to be in your position for me to be in mine. Yeah, now we working with her. Come on back, our mother Eve. Come on back. What you say? You was holding over there in our whole shield, right? Yes, ma'am.
No.
You was in judging. Yes, ma'am. But you know he told him get up off your face, right? Because he was who was holding that? Okay, okay. Let me come back to that again. That's the spirit of Yahweh. I want some Sirach too. I want to give me a couple more. I put this off to the network. I put it off to the network. Now let's get where we at. Where we at now? Come on back to our judges. Come on back to our judges when he told him what to do. Now come on back to our judges. You read 7 verse 3. Right? You read 7 verse 3, right, Mother E?
No.
Wasn't that you, Mother E, in 7 verse 3?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You read 7 verse 3. All right, read verse 4 now.
Judges chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus chapter 7, verse 4.
Verse 8.
And Yahweh said unto Gideon.
He said to Gideon. What did he say?
People are yet too many.
It's too many. It's too many.
Bring them down unto the water.
But you got to bring them down to the water.
And I will try them for thee.
Mm-hmm.
There. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, it shall go with thee, and the same shall not, and the same shall go with thee. And of whosoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go.
Well, what did y'all thought they got to do? Forgive me. What did he back up? What did he say he got to do?
Bring him down to the water.
Okay, no, but why? For what reason?
Drown.
But you do what?
Drown.
And that's what we got to do. We got to try to see. You got to be tried. So a lot of times, we're going to try you, see what you're made of, see what you're telling me, they're going to change you. Them good Christians going to come at you. It's going to come. So you got to be tried, and you can't bump them. That's the thing, because you're going to be tried because they doubt in what they believe. They doubt in what they believe. They believe that just the white man is Pentecostal on it. They got you all speaking what kind of way?
Chinese. I mean, tongue.
It's like Chinese, but now we're going to find out what really is that Chinese that they're speaking. Now let's go to that, give me that Bible again. Now watch this. I'm going to show you how you condemn this thing. We're going to get the Bible out now and read the first page of the Bible. What it say? Who got it? Okay, Mother, you got it? Go ahead. Listen to this. Okay. So we're going to show you how to get heads up with the Christian now, the Baptist Church and the Pentecostal Church. Them are two big gurus going to fight you tooth and nail now, and they're going to come in to get you.
Write
this
Bible.
Read just like, but don't use the name. Read like they'll read. But I'm going to get a point out. I'm going to get an education point out of this.
Yeah.
It's a point I want to bring out of this, but I got to hear it read like it is, because the point I'm going to get out of this, and you'll see in the lesson after we get the point in exactly what's read. One of them.
So you guys want me to read the translation?
I want you to read the translation. This is how you fold it. You read it. You meet them where they at, but then you can tap them whenever you get read. But you meet them where they at.
Translated out of the original tongue.
So otherwise, the what? The King James Bible is coming out of the original what?
Tongue.
Okay, cool. It's translated out of the original tongue, right? We're going to stop it right there. We're going to leave it right there. Hold that point right there. So the Bible is translated out of the original tongue.
Yeah.
So in that case, what is tongue in that case of hell?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well,
what do you mean by translated out of the original tongue? What is tongue? See how plain it is? Tongue is what?
It's language.
That means it's translated out of the original language. That's what tongue means. Now, why do you understand that tongue, but you don't understand tongue, we give it a read minute.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing tongue is language. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
It's translated out of the original tongue, and original tongue is Semitic, what you call Hebrew.
Right.
You understand that tongue, but now we go on to Acts 2:1, Brother T. Israel.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to read it like a Christian would read it. I want you to read it like a Christian would read, but you ain't got to use none of that, like y'all thought they don't play around my name.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else, I want you to read like a Christian would read it.
Mm-hmm.
See, a Christian going to read it this way. A Christian and a Baptist, both of them Baptist and a Pentecostal, both of them is Christians.
Yeah.
All of them is Christians. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is where they're going to go now. Now, we find out that thing that started what year again? Brother Elder, what year was that again?
1901.
That's when this thing started, 1901. See, really, we can slam you right there by going to 1:17 through 1941. But we might let you suffer a little while.
Yeah.
We can slam you from so many angles we can get you.
That's right.
And And do you remember we read, what was that verse about that power we was reading? We read a verse about a power. I know I said go 2:26, but we read a verse about a power. Remember, come back and read that Timothy again. We read about the power, but I want to preach up that power.
Judges 3:7.
No, we read something about a power. We read Timothy about this power. Come back to power again.
I'm going to Timothy, back to Timothy concerning that power.
Yeah, come back to that power again.
Alright, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7.
Listen.
For Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear.
He gave us the spirit of fear.
But of power.
He gave us the what?
Power. But of power.
Power. But power, right?
Mm-hmm.
Power for what? Brother T. Israel 2:26, or Revelation. Power for what? What did he use power for? He gave you power for what?
Yeah.
Now, y'all, I'm going to tell you what he gave you power for.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do, preach up your Bible, 2:26, 2:27, yeah. Revelation. What did he give you? What he got power waiting on you for?
All right, entire prophecy. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 and verse 27, read.
Remember this.
And he and she that overcome it.
Well, wait, you got to do what?
Overcome.
You got to overcome this thing now.
And keeping my works.
You got to keep my what?
Works.
See, that's the problem. We all week we're talking about grace. See, grace is the same thing. You still got to do the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you got on some of your bills, they allow you, whatever day is due, they'll give you a few days, you still want to get no additional money, right? They give you so many days after that.
10 days.
10 days, and them 10 days is what?
Now you're sure.
But the 10 days is what? What's the 10 days?
Grace.
That's great. But do that mean that grace means you ain't got to pay it?
No.
What mean?
Giving you time enough to get it.
And that's all grace is for time. You get grace every time you hear a 6 morning count come on in the radio. You getting grace. We're giving you time to start making your mind to come and do the thing. You getting grace now.
Yeah.
Every time I tell you, you got to be a doer of this work. You can't not be, you know, a life in it. And you got to do what God will tell you to do. Because right now you're a part of grace, but don't let your grace run out.
You don't know. 5 years grace.
Huh? You don't know? So your grace, not exactly for a rabbi. I'm going to show you something about grace. I'm going to show you something. Oh, so John is reading the way you see it. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter, where Paul going to tell you something. 15 verse 10. This is what Paul says. I ain't gonna get on none of that, and I ain't even worried about it.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, and it reads.
Well, watch this, read what it says.
By the grace of Yahweh, I am what I am.
By the grace of Yahweh, I am what I am. Watch this.
And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain.
Go ahead.
But I labored more abundantly.
And I do what?
Labor.
You see what grace is?
What?
Grace is labor.
Yeah,
you got to do something for you. The grace is the label.
That's right.
Not that you said they don't do no. We're not up under the law. We're up under grace. No, yeah. Christians going to tell you.
Yeah.
But no, grace is the label. Huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians 11:22. So, Durham. 11:22.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22, and it reads,
mm-hmm.
Are they, Hebrews, polluted word for Israelites?
Mm-hmm.
So am I.
Go ahead.
Are they Israelites? So am I.
Go ahead.
Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep reading. 23.
Are they ministers of Yahweh, the son of Yahweh the Father?
Yeah.
I speak as a fool.
Yeah.
I am more.
I'm more.
In labor, more abundant.
You see what man say you do?
Working.
I'm busy in this man business. I'm busy. That's all grace is to get you busy. Now back up A.B. or Phoebe, give me Ephesians chapter 2, 8 to 10. That's all grace is. Ephesians chapter 2, 8 down to verse 10.
Ephesians.
Yeah.
Ephesians.
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
8 through 10.
From 8 through 10.
Yes.
Verse 8. For by grace are you saved.
See, by grace are you saved. Go ahead. See what you said. Go ahead.
And that not of yourself.
It's not of yourself.
It is the gift of Yahweh.
It is the gift of Yahweh.
Verse 9.
Right.
Not of work.
Not of work.
Lest any man should boast.
Uh-huh.
Verse 10. For we are his workmanship.
But we are his what?
Workmanship.
Workmanship. Go ahead.
Created in Yahweh the Son.
Yes.
Unto good works.
Good works.
Which Yahweh have before ordained that we should walk in them.
Okay, now see it? Now you see he got it on the table? That's it? The Christian gonna be that way, y'all. That one. Go away.
Yeah.
Now we just take this is all I'm gonna do. I'm ain't gonna deal with none of this. I wait till another time.
Yeah.
But I won't take it this right here. Now, how many words we got here that's on the table? That a Christian will put on you.
Mm-hmm.
What were they saying in this verse here or where you are? Well, where it's already wear themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again, I'm sure what verse they'll put on you.
Ephesians
2:8. Read what you said now, 2:8. I'm gonna see what a Christian going. This is where a Baptist and a Pentecostal they're going now.
Yeah.
They're gonna go get they go and get 2:8 on you. Go ahead.
Right.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
Right.
For by grace we are you.
Read what you said.
We are you saved.
No, read what you said. Take your time and read what you said.
For by grace are you saved.
By grace you are saved. Now stop it there. Now, let's take that part of that. Now, where we go on and deal with that? By grace, you are saved. That means you ain't got to do no works.
Wow.
I mean, you ain't got to do no works. All you got to do, believe on, and that's it. By grace, you are saved. Now, where will we go to deal with that grace we are saved?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Get over there, go to the next word. See? I don't want to take up too much time. See, you see what I'm throwing you? Now, how y'all get up out of that one? You see that? Now, you remember, the young mind is watching their teacher.
Yeah.
You're going to have the Christians going to come in on you.
Yeah.
And they're going to tell you about grace we saved.
Yeah.
Meaning you ain't got to do no work. See that? Now, everybody in the class and stuff, see? Now, the young mind just looking at you, now you will have them come through because you didn't take care of them then and then.
Yeah.
So that's part one. Y'all got to make sure y'all communicate among yourself to make sure you understand. They're going to put this on you. By grace we say. That means we ain't got to do nothing. You done got it all for us. Now, how would you go in the book and take care of them?
You got something? Mother said she has something.
You got something? They've been going in the book and take care of by grace we say? Where we going? Now they're gonna drop this on you.
Romans 3:24.
Okay, Romans 3:24.
Now this
is
what it reads.
Now what it reads.
Being justified freely
justified
by his grace.
By his grace.
Through the redemption that is in Yahweh's Son.
Bang, number a little like a little picture scar now. You want a shot in the jaw. You want a shot in the jaw. You want to Slip on his arm. That's called slip on his arm. You give him a comeback. You won't take your arm off.
I got one.
You'll take your arm off?
Yeah, it might shoot a whole lot of people. Take all the Christians down.
Go ahead.
James 2:18.
Listen to
it. Yeah. A man or a woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works.
Okay, you're but we said by grace you saved.
I want
grace to be able to knock it out. They said by read verse 2:8 again.
2:18.
No, read come back again and read 2. I want this verse.
Okay.
Ephesians 2:8. I want the answer to 2:8. Read 2:8 again.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
This is what I want first.
For by grace are you saved.
By grace you are saved. Go ahead. Hey, watch this now. Go ahead.
Through the covenant.
No, go ahead and say. Where are you going to put
faith,
it on you?
Through faith.
Through faith.
And that not of yourself.
And not of yourself.
It is the gift of Yahweh.
Is the gift of the of Yahweh. Go ahead, next verse, watch this.
Verse 9. Not of work.
Not of work.
Lest any man should boast.
Yes. So not of work. But they got you. Maybe if they drop 8 and 9 on you, then they don't take the whole class down.
Yeah.
How you gonna get out 8 and 9?
Yeah, well.
They're going to take your whole class and all the young minds, all the country in there, and they came in Pentecostals and the Baptist church and dropped it on you. Just, oh, we ain't got to, we stay by grace. We ain't got to do no work. No more verses.
Okay.
Ever. We ain't got no answer. And that's where they're going to shut you down at. So we're going to leave that for y'all to compounder on it, but this is what they're going to shut you down with. You got a set down verse?
Verse 9.
Okay, let's see. You got a set down verse.
That's in Timothy chapter 1, verse 9.
Now, grace got the end of now. Okay, go ahead.
Who has saved us and called us with a righteous calling, not according to our work, but according to his own purpose.
Which were given us in Yahweh, the Son, Yahweh, before the world began. I don't know if that's right. I mean, that's in the ballpark of top 5. That's top 5, man. But, you know, I was teaching a medical line group, and they said, you don't want that about you. They just say, you know, you don't like to just twist nobody's arm. You got to break their arm off. Yeah. I like to break their arm off. Y'all see my book? What about the break arm off?
Can I help fight women?
By grace, we are saved and not by works.
Is mercy and grace one of the same?
Well, yeah, it depends, but I'm talking about how you gonna get past what they got on paper. By grace, we are saved. Not by works.
Right, they say not by works.
Not by works.
Which we have done, but according to his mercy.
Now, I won't know how to get out of that.
By the washing of the generation and renewing of the righteousness.
I won't know how to get out of that. Now you got the 12 rooms already laid out there. You got 12 teachers teaching in every room. And you got one bagging them up. Now here come the Christian in there, the Baptist Christian, and here come the Pentecostal Christians up in there. And they gonna tell you, they gonna stand up. I'm sure they gonna get past 5:37. They gonna ignore 5:37. The class gonna be prepared for 5:37, but they ain't. You gonna drop 5:37 on the class they prepared for it. That let your conversation be what in 5:37 again?
Amen.
But you understand, after that is what? But they're going to come and they're going to drop that evil on you. They're going to ignore all that. They're going to drop that evil on you now. And now your young students are going to be looking for you to go ahead on and kick them in the ring real good with the word of Yahweh.
I think I found something.
Okay.
In Titus chapter 3. I'm going to start at 5 and I'm going to read it on to 7. Yeah? Chapter 3. Titus chapter 3, I'm going to read it starting at verse 5 to 7. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the righteous spirit, 6, which he shed on us abundantly through Yahweh the Son, our Savior. 7, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
Well, that point right back to what they're saying. That's what we saved by. Grace. That's good. That you help handsome in the game thing.
Okay.
You're helping the game.
Well, I don't want to fight no more.
Yeah, so you're helping the game. So now, that's why we're saying, look here. See, Yahweh is always saying, I'm coming in. He's coming, but this is what Yahweh said, I'm coming in on, help me out there, brother. The 18th chapter of Luke. verse 18:8. He said, I'm coming in. But he said, if some I'm gonna be looking for me to come in. See a lot of that I'm telling you. The game sales, they stopped already. They stopped.
Yeah.
But you gotta add you some Luke chapter 18, verse 8. Listen good.
Well, the Luke chapter
y'all
18.
Watch me, I'm definitely gonna do my part because it came out of my mouth. But he gonna say something to you. What are you gonna say?
Luke chapter 18, verse 8, read.
What it read?
I tell you.
What?
Well, he will revenge them speedily.
He said, I'm gonna revenge. I'm gonna give you what you want. You want me to do some damage? Okay, fine. I'm gonna do it.
Nevertheless, when the Son of Man coming.
But when I come,
shall he find faith on the earth?
What I find faith on and faith is belief and believing in what? The covenant. What I find you doing the 1 Maccabees 2, Brother T. Israel, now give me that verse 20. You read verse 19? Will I find you doing this? I'm going to come now. This is how I'm going to find you. Will I find your walk is what? How will I find your walk?
1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 20.
How will I find your walk when I come?
In the wars against Antiochus' epiphany. In a people way to his son.
No, anyway, remember, you read already.
I'm in second
maybe. Okay, yeah. All right.
1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 20. 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 20. Then were I and my sons and my brothers walk in the covenant of our Father.
He said, when I come, when I find you doing what?
Walk in the covenant of our Father.
He said, I'm coming, but how will I find you? Will I find you in the covenant of Yahweh? He said, I'm definitely going to come. So how will I find you? That was the question he asked. How will I find you? I'm definitely coming. Will I find you walking in the covenant of Yahweh? Because they're going to come and drop that on you now. And now how you get off money there when it's dropping on you? Now come on back and give me verse 10. Ephesians 2, verse 10. Who read 9 and 10? Read 10.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10.
No, read 10. You read 9. Read 10 now. One verse 10.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
Listen good.
For we are his workmanship.
He said, but we are his workmanship.
Created in Yahweh the Son.
And we created in Yahweh the Son.
Unto good works.
Well, what kind of work it going to be?
Good works.
So that, right there, you see 9 and 10, say, you ain't got to do no work. But we was created to do that's a contradictory now. You see that? See, they ain't gonna put 10 on you to take care of 8 or 9, but you got to have 10 and know what you're talking about. That we got verse 10 and saying, what is verse 10? What is verse 10 said again?
Verse 10.
What?
Well, we are his workmanship.
We are his workmanship. See, that's what we are. We are his workmanship.
Created in Yahweh the Son
unto
good
works. But we created for good works.
Yeah.
We created for good works.
Yahweh
right.
Has before ordained that we should
walk
in them.
Okay. All right. So you hear what he's saying? Mm-hmm. So now, you know, they gonna put 8 and 9 on you. So now you gonna let 8 and 9 mess around here and you up. It's up to you. But I'm telling you, we got to try you.
Romans 11, verse 10.
No, I mean 11 and
6. They already talked. What do you want me to? Where is it the form of? Where can we get y'all?
Yeah, that's strengthening my therapy. You can take it across the 11 and 6. You're strengthening.
Right.
Hold on, what's the verse on that strengthen the wicked? Strengthen the hands of the wicked. Strengthen the hands of the wicked. Verse on that. Strengthen the hand of the wicked. Yeah. Strengthen the wicked. Hey, man, touch that. I ain't even telling
nobody. Hey, now what part we It was verse 8.
Okay, this is Proverbs 17, verse 15. Okay. He or she that justifies the wicked, and he or she that condemns the just. Even they both are abominations to Yahweh. Yeah.
He was saying, he was asking a question about when they say they saved the grace.
Yep. Yeah, because that's what it takes. That Ephesians 2:8.
How you come back there?
How you going to come up out of that?
Moreover, the Torah entered that so sin might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That is, that as sin has reigned unto death, even so my grace reigned through righteousness unto eternal life.
That ain't going to get the heart of the matter.
He's getting it wrong, say I get it right. That's how you learn, right? You got to get it wrong. So you get it wrong.
All right.
All right.
Okay, y'all. I'm going to
I'm just reading it.
The Rock.
You're gonna stir it up the mind.
Verse 3. I neither learn wisdom nor have the knowledge of the righteous.
Let's read it like it is. I don't see no righteous grid. Let's say knowledge of the righteous.
Well, I'm expecting no help in knowledge of righteousness.
Then we can't add unto or take away.
I'll read it exactly how I just read it. I neither learn wisdom nor have the knowledge of the holy.
Knowledge of the righteous.
Told me to read it.
Yeah, because I may say it added spirit on that, and then I changed it right to the left. I don't know. It's going both ways now. Come on, y'all. Get off me, bad, off me, bad, off me, man. Be quiet. Yeah, okay. Okay, this wisdom is what? When it leads to Proverbs 23:23. But it's Israel, Proverbs
23:23.
Proverbs 23:23.
But the truth.
And
by the truth.
Okay, what do you mean by the truth? What do you mean by how you buy the truth?
Yeah.
What is that? By the truth. By the truth. Okay, we can get warm up in John 17:17. By the truth. We're going to preach up here. By the truth. Yahuwah. Coming back here. By the truth. John 17:17. Mother E. Israel.
John 17:17.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
All right, give me Daniel real quick. Something on this truth here. Go to Daniel. Daniel 10, verse 3 lines. Daniel 10, verse 21. Daniel chapter 10, verse 21. My dear Israel. Go to Daniel chapter 10, verse 21, verse 3 lines.
Daniel chapter 10. Say verse 1.
Verse 21.
Daniel chapter 10, verse 21. And it reads, but I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth.
Scriptures of truth. That's it right there. Yahuwah. All right. That matter? Okay. All right. All right, back to that. Okay. All right, we're back to Proverbs 23, verse 23. We'll read Proverbs 23, verse 23. Okay, back to Proverbs 23, verse
23.
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 3.
By thy truth, and still it is not.
Still it not.
Also wisdom and understanding.
Wisdom and instruction.
Wisdom and instruction and understanding. There is not also with wisdom and instruction and understanding.
That's what that wisdom gets. Who gives you wisdom? What does wisdom start with? What does understanding start with? Who gave you this? Go to Daniel real quick. Oh, you have wisdom, you have what? Daniel? Go to Daniel chapter 9. Go to Daniel chapter 9. Look at verse 20 and 21. On Jeff Israel.
Daniel.
Make that 21 and 22.
Daniel 9.
Yeah, 21 and 22. Daniel 9, 21 and 22.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 and 22. Verse 21. Yea, while I speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the third time of the evening operation. Verse 2. And he informed me and talked with me and said, oh, dang, I am now come forth to give you ill. Understand.
Yeah. When there's a ministering spirit, my spirit, business will leave you, have skill and understanding.
That's right.
Have skill and understanding. Psalms 119, 104. Skill you need. Right here, Psalms 119. Pick up at verse 4 and 104 real quick. Psalms 119, verse 4 and 104. Sister Monica Israel. Think about verse 4 and 104.
Verse 4 and 104. Psalms 119, verse 4 reads, Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently.
That's an order from Yahweh. We must keep these precepts diligently. Okay, 104.
Psalms 119:104 reads, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
You get understanding through the precepts. Okay, well if you don't do this, okay, let's go to if you don't precept, laugh if you don't. Go to Daniel real quick, go to Daniel, back to Daniel. Go to Daniel. Go to Daniel. Give me Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, verse 5. Daniel chapter 9, verse 5. Mother D. Israel. Daniel chapter 9, verse 5. No, Daniel chapter, what you read it? Daniel chapter 9, verse 5.
Daniel chapter
9,
verse
5.
Okay,
I'll
read chapter
9, verse 3. Verse 5. Real quick, hold on. You're coming back.